And since I had had my experience starting in Sacramento when I after tech school, I knew how to do that, and I became in charge of base supply at night, and they would have somebody calling in from the that particular aircraft who was another supply guy.
Yeah,
and I got to meet or talk to some of them, and I'll never forget the one night I was talking to this kid who's from Minnesota, Minneapolis, Minnesota. And he was around my age, and we were talking about, oh, did you go to dances when you were home, back when you were in high school? So, yeah, I used to do that. But back then, the big thing was Motown.
Yeah.
Motown sound. I said, yeah, we used to do that, all that kind of crazy stuff. And so, you know, hey, there's somebody you can talk to. And you know how hard it is to find somebody who can get your humor?
It's very hard.
Sometimes, you know, you can be joking around, and they don't get it.
And think you're serious.
Other guys are just trying to be too cool for school.
Yeah.
And, you know, everybody makes their own decision who you want as a friend.
Yeah.
So I was talking to this kid, Al, and that morning we got rocket attacked. I wasn't off duty yet, but we got rocket attacked. And they said, did you hear what happened? I said, such and such squadron. I can't remember the name of the squadron. Bunch of the mortars came in on them. They killed some guys as they were trying to get into the bunker. And so some of us went up there, and you could smell the burnt flesh, the meat hanging on nails, because where the rocket came in, it like split up the concrete bunker right there, just like opened it up. And Al was one of the guys that was going into the bunker at the time, and he had his leg blown off. And so the sad thing for me was, I was just talking to that guy about dancing.
Yeah. And now
he's... Not more than 6 hours. And he got off at 6. He got attacked between 6 and 7. So, I don't know whatever happened to him because, you know, something like that, you're moved on.
Yeah.
But that's the luck of the draw. And, like I said, when you get mortared and those pieces of shrapnel fall down, like you have a flak jacket on and have a hard metal helmet. And there was a little bunker between two buildings when I worked. So if we got attacked that way, I remember going into the bunker and with sandbags and everything. And I hear all this stuff falling down.
Trickling down all the time.
But it's like, it's not coming into our little crawl space. But that's all it takes is like a little bit of inconvenience.
Yeah.
Throw that metal at you. Definitely could tear you up.
Oh, yeah.
So I think that would be the low point, you know, and the irony that you made a friend and lose a friend that quickly.
Yeah.
The high point was, I had a friend who lived around the corner from me in Philadelphia.
Okay. What was his name?
Jim Rhodes.
Okay.
He was an artist. And he was drafted into the Army. Jim did his little bit of tour down there in North Carolina, and then he was sent over to Vietnam. Before I went to Vietnam, he called me up when I was still stationed in California and said, hey, Joe, I'm in San Francisco. I said, what are you doing down there? Because I didn't even know he knew my number. He said, I got your number from such and such. Because there's a whole rigmarole of how things get passed around.
Yeah.
He said, I'm down in San Francisco. I'm leaving for Vietnam in a couple of days. This was March of 1970. I said, really? He said, come and get me. We'll hang out. For sure. And I had known Jim since I was 12 years old.
Yeah.
We had been friends. We had double dated. We were in the Boy Scouts together. We had done a lot of things.
So you and Jim were basically best friends.
Best friends.
Growing up.
So what he does is he goes to Vietnam, and then then a couple months later I get my orders for Vietnam. But he's stationed in Saigon, and he's stationed in MAC 3 headquarters, Military Air Command, or Army Command, Vietnam. He has an excellent position as an artist doing portraits. graphs, pie charts, all that kind of stuff.
Oh.
But he also has a free ticket to go anywhere he wants in Vietnam as a...
As an artist.
As an artist. If he wants to do some sketches somewhere, mm-hmm. he has permission. So, I've been there a while. And then I'm coming home on a Sunday morning after working all night,
mm-hmm.
7 o'clock. I'm walking back from getting something to eat at the chow hall. And he hollers up to me. I have my head down. I'm walking in the sun. The sun's getting strong. I'm a little tired. He goes, "Hey, Aaron, get your uniform on right. Get that hat on straight." And it was like, oh, I just had a long night. Who is this? Mm-hmm. I don't know this person. I look up and it's Jim Rose. Mm-hmm. Hey, Jim. Hey, dude. So it was our buddy. Old buddy.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened was,